You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
And we are back on live. I told you we're going to be talking to some delegates from the Hope Channel this afternoon. And today we have someone who is, I'm almost shy to talk because he is the communications director for the General Conference. Do I sound eloquent enough to be even speaking to you, Mr. Williams, this afternoon?
No, you are very generous and very kind. Thank you so much. It's my pleasure to be here.
Thank you for joining us as well, yes. Making time. I know that you guys have got a busy schedule and you're just sparing us a few minutes of your time. But we just want to talk communications a bit here on the show this afternoon. I want to know, what methods do we use as the Seventh-day Adventists to make sure that, you know, the message that we are communicating is received in the way we intend it to be received?
We are trying all possible ways and styles and, you know, everything, because we need to share the good news of salvation to the world.
Yeah.
And we use speech, we use photography, design, video, internet, social media, sites, you know, All possible ways.
Yeah. And how has, you know, the change, because it wasn't always, everything wasn't always digital, right? And things became even more digital during the COVID period. What have you seen? How has the response been, you know, from the members of the church with the changing now of having online church, online this? What do you see? How do you, are people accepting of the message in the form in which it comes now digitally?
Well, always there's people that are resistant to change. They don't accept change very easily. But the reality is that Jesus and the Holy Spirit is pushing us to communicate the message of salvation. That's the reality. And I can see this clearly, because in the past we have our methods, we have our style and evangelism and distribution of flyers and this and that.
Yes.
But suddenly, with COVID, everything was closed. And the only way to communicate was through videos and audios and internet. And people said, well, it is possible. And then we start having worship services and conventions and meetings. And it changed the world, changed the mindset. Of course, there are people that are still not accepting this reality.
Yeah.
But that's the reality that we have, and we are trying to maximize, to use all possible tools in all possible ways to reach people that Jesus is coming and we will live with him in our eternal home.
Amen. And with the adapting and changing times, right, do you think that the church would be fully digital at some point if needed, if we need it to be? Or do we, would we still have in-person, you know, worship, but also be able to tune in online every now and again?
I think that it is not God's plan to be fully digital and only digital. Because God does need us, and he does need technology. He could use the angels to preach the gospel. Imagine, for example, if he sent the angels with the message, the angels will be kind of 50 meters above. And then when he makes a signal, the angels start talking about health, about Sabbath, the state of the dead, and everybody on the street in New York, in Paris, in Sydney, in Johannesburg goes, oh, what is this? And the angels are preaching. Can it, billions of people will be converted. Why he doesn't use this? Because he's waiting for us to testify what he has done to save us. So there's no technology that substitute the personal testimony.
Amen.
And to me, the conclusion of the mission is the combination of resources plus people.
Yes, yes.
So always we are sending material through Hope Channel, AWR, so whatever way, radio, television, all possible ways. But some point, somewhere, people need to meet with people.
Yes.
They need to pray. They need to learn from the Bible, and they need to be baptized by people. The church is a place of people.
Yes.
And it is for people that Jesus came to give his life to save us.
Amen. Amen. Last but not least, from my side, Mr. Williams, you know, there are places where technology, you know, it does not exist, and mm-hmm. we're unable to enter into those areas. What is the best way, and how can we best communicate or bring Jesus to those people where those areas do not have network and we actually need to go there in person? How do we communicate to those churches in the villages, in the outskirts?
Well, then let us use the method of Jesus. He went to meet people, you know. Remember the Samaritan?
Mm-hmm.
He came to the village, met with the lady, talked about the water of life mm-hmm. and salvation, and mm-hmm. she became impressed, called people, and he preached to more people, and mm-hmm. then she went to go with him and said, no, you have a mission down there. And she came and evangelized the village like the man full of demons.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to follow Jesus. No, you go back and you testify. So this is, to me, is the best way to evangelize is personal testimony.
Mm-hm.
But the Lord in his mercy is giving other tools that we can combine, never substituting but complementing.
Yeah, I like that. Never substituting but complementing. And I do hope that as we further the message of God's soon return, that we may be able to expand these channels of communication.
Absolutely.
Reaching all areas so that everybody knows about the goodness of God. Thank you, Mr. Williams, for your time. This is another way of communication, by the way.
Yes.
Using radio, right?
Absolutely.
You are able to speak to people that we cannot see, and we're able to draw a picture for them on what is actually happening right here. Okay, maybe just the last one before I let you go. Mm-hmm. What has been your experience in South Africa at the conference? How has it been going so far?
Oh, this has been a fantastic convention
mm-hmm.
because we have leaders, producers, creators from 80
mm.
Hope Channels worldwide. And they are together here, discovering way to work in collaboration.
Wow.
That's, to me, it's heaven.
It's mind-blowing.
Yeah.
It's mind-blowing.
And that's all the plans, the suggestions, the proposals is for us to get into the direction of, mm-hmm. you know, put all the resources and ideas and possibilities to preach a message of salvation to the world.
Amen. Thank you. Officially.
Okay.
Thank you. And honestly, thank you so much, Mr. Williams, for
your
time. Continue to enjoy your time here with us at the convention. That was the General Conference Communications Director, Mr. Costa Williams, talking to us all the way live right here at Birchwood Hotel in 2023. Stay tuned for more conversations.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.